You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100.
Break it down.
That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're breaking it down.
Break it down.
As only your boys in the morning can. Sarah's on the phone to play Rattle Off. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have an H or no H?
I have an H.
Jeremy, you realize, of course, that the extra letter
makes it better. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know if anything on our show has ever fallen more flat with a caller than that just did.
We poured out so much enthusiasm there for you.
We had all that emotion behind it.
Little sound effect.
I said, he didn't spell my name wrong, did he?
Oh, no, we didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got.
Listen, I got to tell you something, Sarah. The day that Jeremy and I trust a producer to write a name properly on the call screening software will be the day that pterodactyls fly out of my rear end, okay?
Yeah, spell that.
Yeah. It's almost like a prerequisite to be a producer on our show. You cannot be able to, if you know how to spell, you're not eligible to be a producer.
Yeah.
Or a doctor.
No, doctors can spell. You just can't read with their writing.
They're illegible.
Just scribbles.
Yeah.
So you got the H, huh?
So I heard you got an H. Sarah, what do you do for a living?
I work at a hospital.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So she knows a few doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I am.
All right. I'll give you a letter. Since you have an H, I want five companies or brands whose name begins with an H. Five companies or brands that begin with an H. Ready and go.
Harry's, Hopta. I have no idea.
Hot Pocket, I was thinking of that one.
Hormel.
Hacienda.
Hormel.
Oh, Hacienda's a good one.
Man.
HomeGoods.
Hotels.com.
I bombed that.
That's Home Depot. Right.
That's a biggie.
Home Depot.
Oh, Sarah with an H.
So
dang.
Many.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you, though. I hope you have a fun day.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Thank
Don't
you.
Bye.
Never.
Don't forget. We will never forget the H as long as we live.
There she goes.
Hello, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
Hi, Kimmy.
How are my boys this morning?
We're doing really good.
Yeah, we've had a fun day.
It's been like an 8.5 show, I think.
Here's the
8.75.
Here's the funny thing about rating our show today, Kim, is that Jeremy and I give our show today about an 8.75. Mm-hmm. Our listeners give it about a 5.75.
Yeah. We've had a nice time.
We have a blast.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone else was like,
I would give it definitely more than a 5.
Really? Did you hear Sarah's last call here, Sarah?
Well, I did hear Sarah's call, and so that one was not the perfect one. But your other callers have been really great, and
well,
your conversation
you.
Has been good. So
thank you for that.
What
no complaints.
What number rating would you give our show today?
I would go with an 8.
Good 8.
Okay, good.
Eight.
It's a good place to
I'll
be.
I'll take an 8. I'll take an 8 all day long.
Thank you, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
But Kim says it's on a scale from 1 to 100, though. So
No. Only to 10.
Kim.
Ready to play Rattle Off with us?
I'm going to try. I'm a little nervous, but yeah, I can do it.
You should be. This is intense.
Yeah, and there's a couple million people listening and judging you right now, too.
Yep.
Oh, you didn't have to say that. Like, I just got this little funk in my throat now.
You got funk in your throat?
Funk, yeah. It just was like, I can feel my heart beating there now.
Hack it up real quick.
Yeah.
Here, turn down the music. Give
I'm
us
good.
A good one. You good?
No, I'm good. I'm all good.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Kim, do you like to eat food?
Most days, yes.
Okay. Then in 10 seconds, I want you to give us five foods that are naturally red. five naturally red foods. Ready? And
oh boy.
Go.
Okay, so apple, strawberry, raspberry, what else is red? Pomegranate.
Cherries, tomatoes.
Tomato.
I would have accepted watermelon because of the inside of it.
I think so.
I would have accepted it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, darn it. Peppers, red peppers.
Red peppers, yeah.
Kim, where'd she go?
I don't know. Did you put her on hold?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
There you go.
Are you still there?
I am here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, we enjoyed talking with you. I hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Thanks. I hope you guys do too.
Thanks.
Bye. And thanks for that eight.
Bye.
Bye. We got an eight.
Woo-hoo.
And from the eight, we'll talk to Nate. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
What number would you give our show today?
Let's do an 8.5.
Not bad.
Are you people just sucking up now trying
just
to get
trying
an
to one-up
easy...
the last caller.
Yeah. Like, why don't you have the guts to say, I'm sorry, boys, your show was a 3 today.
You probably just turned it on. You probably didn't hear anything today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Sarah with an H would give it a 3, but I'm giving you guys an 8.5.
Poor Sarah. Thank you, Nate.
Hey, buddy.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Best Buy.
Geek Squad?
No. Say that again?
Are you part of Geek Squad? Is that still around?
No. Yeah, Geek Squad's still around. Huh. Yeah. No, I work in the retail floor.
All right. Very good. I like Best Buy. It's got a good smell. You ever notice that about certain stores when you go in, they got a good smell? Best Buy's got like a weird plasticky good smell to it, you know?
The problem with Best Buy.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, it smells good.
The problem with Best Buy is when I walk in, there are too many things that I see. It's like the shiny toy thing where I want everything that I see. It's like, ooh, mm-hmm. Look at that new, look at that laptop. Ooh, I want that. Oh, look at that.
85-inch TV. Ooh.
Right, I want that. Ooh, look at that.
What?
Try working there and see how it feels.
You blow your whole paycheck.
What kind of discount do you get?
I probably shouldn't say that over the radio.
Why? Who cares?
Why not?
I'm not trying to get fired today.
Why would you get fired?
Why would you get fired? It's policy. If they hire
a lot of places,
when somebody gets hired today, they're going to get the same discount.
We get discounts on concert tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take a discount on a concert ticket.
What's your discount, Nate?
It's pretty much 5% above cost.
Okay, so invoice plus 5%.
It's
pretty
good.
Yeah, I could live with that.
What location are you at?
South Glen.
I might come see you.
Yeah, stop by.
I need a new TV. I'll have you buy it, okay?
You buy it, and then Jeremy will Venmo.
I'll just pull up my truck, and you can load it in.
Okay, I got you. Come say hi. I'll
all right.
You up.
I'm looking for Nate and his discount.
Yeah, I want to see Nate. He said that everyone who comes in today is getting a discount.
5% over invoice.
Nate, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. We need 5 natural disasters. 5 natural disasters. Ready and go.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, snowstorms, and...
My mother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
I would have accepted my mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, yeah.
Which one did he forget? Tsunami.
Plagues, I guess you could count.
Oh, Nate.
I couldn't have called out your mother-in-law like that, though.
No, yes, you could have. I do. Hey, buddy, when you get to Best Buy today, take all the radios and switch them to Mix 100 for us, okay? And turn them up.
Mix 103, you got it.
0.3.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Here comes Rose. Hello, Rose.
Hello.
Hello. Rose, what number rating would you give our show today?
Solid 4.
Awesome. Girl.
That's what we're looking
atta
for.
Girl. Honesty counts on this show.
That's right.
You know what the beauty of that is we can have a four and you're still listening.
Yep.
Exactly.
You're still calling in.
You're doing something right.
Because you realize that that four is just going to lead to an eight or a nine in just a few minutes, right?
Potentially. Here's to hoping.
Unless
yeah.
you screw it up. Unless you screw it up.
Yeah. Which has happened before. So here we go.
Yeah. What do you do for a living there, Rosé?
I'm a property manager.
Property manager.
We've had a lot of property managers call lately. Unless it's the same one, just giving us a different name.
Over and over.
I'm good at voice changing, so maybe.
Are you?
No.
Are you ready? We don't have a winner yet today, and we need a winner. You ready to give it a shot?
Well, here goes nothing.
Well, I hope it's not nothing, but 10 seconds. We need five things that might be on a baby registry. Five different things that you might be able to find on a baby registry. Ready? And go.
Blankets, clothes, diapers, bathtub, shirts, jackets, bonnets, bibs.
Yeah, you started with clothes and then you started naming a bunch of clothes, but then you threw in the
bonnets and bibs.
Bibs and the bonnets, and you know what? I think that's gonna do it. You're a winner!
Bumping that score up.
I like food.
I like food.
Good job.
I eat burgers.
Yeah, good. You're gonna be able to get a couple.
So what rating have we moved up to now from a four? What are we now?
Solid 4.5.
Woo!
Yeah. You're the best. We love you, and we don't care who knows.
You're funny.
Hey, Rose.
Awesome. I've played several times. First time winning. Okay.
Yay!
Now go manage some property.
Yeah. Be nice.
Here we go.
Be nice to your clients. Hold on, and Josh will tell you about your burgers, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet.
You're welcome.
See you.
Boy, I didn't think we'd ever get a winner today.
No, it's all right. Mm. Good people today.
Very good people, including Sarah with an H.
Even Sarah.